The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 24th. 2023. Boy, a lot on my plate today. And sorry to hear the news that Mike Ribeiro will be leaving us, going into a different trench, going to fight the enemy from the net. And glad to have him out there at least doing that. I'm going to miss him behind the mic, but got to do what you got to do. I understand that. Wish him the best of luck. And like I said, he'll be fighting the battle from a different trench. A lot of stuff going on. Some diversion stories. Well, they got a lot of stuff going on. Joe Biden meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. And he has health issues, but evidently he's not doing that bad. But he made it. Back-to-back visits with Joe Biden. And then the following day, the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, meeting with him. Like to be a fly on the wall on that one. I'm sure it was nothing more than a begathon trying to get money for what, to fight anti-Semitism, which is growing everywhere, by the way. I have never personally seen it myself. Have you? If you have, let me know. Please let me know. Call in. Let me know. I have never, ever witnessed anti-Semitism. I've never heard hateful words towards the Jewish people. Criticizing the Israeli government? Yeah, yeah, I do that. And, that's not anti-Semitism. That's constructive criticism. They don't know the difference. They're trying to rewrite the rules and now calling criticism or just reviewing or criticizing anything they do in policies has to be a general term of anti-Semitism. And it's not. It's not at all. Again, changing the rules. And don't fall for it. And don't be silenced to, if you want to criticize something that they're doing wrong in their policies, do so. I will. I will continue to do so. It's not generated. It's not directed or hated speech. It's not directed at the Israeli people. They're probably as powerless as we are in this government here against our government. But I'll criticize till the end. I have that right. It's my freedom of speech. I agree. I disagree. I disagree. That's not hateful speech. That's not anti-Semitism. That's simply speech that I'm going to get out there. And regardless of what you labeled me, what you placed a label on me, regardless of that, I'm going to continue on speaking out when I see an injustice being done. And you should do also the same. Do the same. Well, we got some diversion stories out there that are interesting. It's funny that things are really important, things we should be discussing, and the mainstream media seems to focus on a new diversion story. So we actually have two out there right now. A diversion story, let me see where it is here. I've got two that came off the bat here. Diversion story. Hold on here. You get so many notes on my desk here. It's hard to get it all together. I thought I did. One of the diversion stories is cocaine sharks. I'm serious. Cocaine sharks. Yeah. Evidently, so much cocaine is floating out there in the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, wherever. And we got sharks now that are getting high. Can you imagine that? This is a story that the mainstream media is running with, and actually independent media is running with this, and I'm very disappointed in Real America's Voice and Newsmax for carrying the story of sharks that are getting high from the shipments of that have been dropped in the ocean and evidently been gobbled up by 2,000-pound great white sharks. Actually a story, a real story. You know, I wonder with the fentanyl issue we've got going on, we had the opioid crisis, and that was a big story to talk about. Opioids, addictions, everybody, you know, go after the doctors, go after the hospitals, and that's kind of died down. And now we went back to illegal fentanyl coming into the United States, fentanyl from China, coming in through Mexico, bad China, bad Mexico, and the illegals, of course, that coming over to get jobs and, of course, bringing the fentanyl over with them. But you got to wonder about this story here that's taking the news right now, cocaine sharks. How much coke or fentanyl does it take to kill a 2,000-pound shark? Anybody know? Anybody know? Bueller? I think we probably need to throw a couple $1 million for a government study on this because it's very important. I don't want my sea life swimming around out there in the ocean high and biting swimmers because they think it's somebody else. You know, they think it's a seal or something. Mistaken identity. Take a big bite out of them. But yeah, it's a story right now. It's going out there. The cocaine sharks. Another one is this businessman in New York, Long Island, I guess. The Go-Go Beach murders. The Go-Go Beach murders. Yeah, that's really important stuff. We got murders all the time. We got mass murders. We got serial killers all the time. If you watch Forensic Files enough, you can understand that they're everywhere. But why is this one more important than others? Why does this take the news spot, the Go-Go murders? Well, he's a 59-year-old man. He's well-dressed. He's a businessman. He looks professional, but he's a serial killer. Well, Mike, take it back. He's a suspect. He's a suspect. It's funny how liberals will treat somebody like this as a suspect, but then Donald Trump is guilty right off the bat. He's guilty. It's Donald Trump. He's guilty. He's guilty. Serial killer. He's a suspect. We're looking at it. And this looks like it's got the movie after school movie all over this one here as going to be a movie in the future here. It's got a little hidden dungeon, evidently a sealed tight soundproof room here. They'll call the torture chamber. And this is going to be a movie here for sure. But these are the stories that are taking priority right now, and they shouldn't be. Cocaine shark and businessman serial killer in Long Island. That's something we should really be focusing on. And forget about the possibility of the United States getting into World War III with Russia using Ukraine. Forget about that. That's not important. It's more important to talk about the cocaine sharks, and let's talk about the businessman that might be a serial killer. Let's talk about that. All kinds of stuff going on here. This one here for Florida residents. You live down here. You should know this by now, that July 1st, the bill was signed by Ron DeSantis, and I believe it's House Bill, I think it's 459, somewhere I'll find it here. And this is a concealed carry. This is a constitutional carry. It's a good thing to have. 26 states have actually signed on to this now, and Florida being one, July 1st. So constitutional carry, you can carry a concealed firearm as long as you don't have a record or you're not a felon. You can have the right to carry a firearm, concealed. And that's a good thing to have a concealed firearm. Because you walk around trying to play John Wayne and show your firearm off. I tell you what, you'll be the first one to be taken out in a shooting, a mall shooting. You'll be the first one taken out. So be smart about it. It's not a macho thing to walk around and show your gun off. I walk around and I have mine on. You can't even tell. And I'm prepared. If something goes down, I'm there. And a bad guy with a gun getting taken down by a good guy with a gun. That's the way I look at it. Hope I never have to do it, but I might. You know, it's a possibility. It's out there. It's an unsettled world we live in. There's all kinds of crazies out there and more crazies that are coming in. Mental health issues, I'm sure, with these illegals coming in here. And we're going to see more crime. We're going to see a little bit more of this and that. And just the other day in a place called Florida City down there by Miami, about 25 miles southwest of Miami, Florida, a little place called Florida City. You had a Walmart shooting. Now, this happens quite a bit. Walmart shootings. Oh, my God. But it wasn't one of those situations coming in, I'm going to take out a bunch of people. It turned out to be two groups of black men that didn't get along. An argument that was prior to going into the Walmart, and turned out to be, I'm taking a gun out and I'm going to kill you. And that's exactly what happened. One died, one injured, the shooter in custody. But I wonder, since this law has been in effect since July 1st, was there anybody in that Walmart that had a concealed firearm? Was there anybody? I mean, we didn't hear about anybody. There was no heroes, nobody taking anybody out. I guess they just sat back and watched. Well, it's not shooting at innocent people. It simply is a gang-related thing. We don't want to interfere with gangs killing each other. That's okay. We're okay with that. But I wonder, in that, in the entire store itself, did anybody have a concealed firearm? Just curious. Like I said, July 1st. Florida residents, take advantage of this. Better to be prepared than not prepared. And that's the way I look at it. So something to keep in the back of your head here. Walmart, movie theaters. You never know. You never know where you might be having to defend yourself or take down a bad guy. You never know. Be prepared. I am. What else we got going on here? This story about this U.S. soldier. I started thinking about this U.S. soldier that evidently has a very interesting past of disobedience. He's not a good soldier. He's a subpar soldier. So he goes across the border there, the DMZ, into North Korea. And the media started off saying basically is one of those situations. He was just kidnapped, kind of one of those situations. I don't know if you've ever seen these borders, but they're pretty well labeled, you know, there's signs everywhere, DMZ, do not cross beyond this line here, and you are into North Korea. And of course, this guy goes in North Korea, so the mainstream media makes a story about it. You know, he has been taken against his will, and this is an international crisis now. Of course, we've always had North Korea on our radar. We would love to topple North Korea and steal all their resources. So I started thinking about it a little bit here. Again, this soldier being a very poor soldier in time, plenty of times in the brig for disobeying orders, just a loose cannon, one of those guys that shouldn't actually be in the military. And with lowering the standards to get more people in the military, we can expect there are a lot more soldiers just like this guy here that are unfit to serve this country. Misfits, and they're misfits in green uniforms and blue uniforms now. So I started thinking about this issue here, understanding that the Pentagon has a long-range goals. They have long-range goals, what they want to do, what countries they would love to topple, invade. They call it nation-building and bring in democracy, but we know it's none of that. It's simply conquer, divide and conquer, and steal what you can for resources for the corporations. And I started thinking about the valuable resources that are actually in the ground in North Korea. A lot of it's untouched, and it's supposedly greater than $6 trillion. That's right. I said $6 trillion, greater than. So a lot of that could be used, I assume, to build these batteries for the Green New Deal, for Biden's new Green New Deal. And so don't be surprised that these might be the steps being laid down for another venture into North Korea at some point in time. Right now, we're kind of fixated on Russia. We're fixated on China. But North Korea has always been our enemy also. Remember little Rocket Man? Donald Trump used to call him Little Rocket Man. I thought that was very unprofessional, not very presidential at all. But they've always been an enemy to us. And so don't be surprised that the tracks are being laid for something in the future to take down, splinter, divide North Korea, and then move in, build an embassy, and take over the government, put in a puppet, and then steal the resources. I mean, think about it, greater than $6 trillion of mineral rights resources in the ground in North Korea. And that would just factor in really well with Biden's Green New Deal. Some stats here, 41% of all Chinese companies are trading with North Korea at this time. In the area of mining, about $500 million has been spent in the last 11 years. And so China is vested into North Korea for the mineral rights also. So, you know, who controls the oil controls the power. Who controls the minerals resources controls the power in the world, too. So the United States is slipping very, very fast as a world superpower. And in doing so, they must find other strategies and controlling the resources to remain a superpower. And that's going to be a chore for them. It's going to be a big chore for them. Can they do it? To be honest with you, I hope they don't. I hope they fail at it miserably. I'm tired of the nation building. I'm tired of meddling into other countries' business. It's not the people's will. It's the will of the communists, the ones in Washington who are working for the corporations, not working for you and me. I want no part of this. I can tell you right now, if we get engaged in a conflict with Russia, boots on the ground, firing at Russians, Russians firing back, we are, by then, calling it actual what it is, a war. It's not a conflict. It will be called a war if you're exchanging bullets and bombs. I will be on a street corner very close to where I live here with a huge cardboard cutout and stop the war, illegal, and I'll be, you name it, everything will be on that. And I'll be rounding up my folks and standing on the corner. It may be short-lived. I don't know. It may be short-lived. I drive by the jail with my wife once in a while. I said, in case you ever need to pick me up, this is where you come right here, these doors right here. This is where I'll be. I know I don't shy away from what may be coming. I will continue to voice my opinion. I will stand my ground. And I'm a patriot, man. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I just hate the communists that are running this country. So if they get us involved in a war, and I miss a few shows, well, that's why we'll plug in some good stuff for you until I get back behind the mic. But don't discount this, that the Pentagon is not thinking about toppling North Korea at some point in time. I guarantee you it's on their radar, no doubt about it. So we'll see more what happens with this story. Victimizing, playing the victim card for this poor guy that crossed the border. And they're going to use it for all they can, no doubt about it. We'll see where that goes. Elon Musk has decided to end Twitter. I guess Twitter by name only. Wants a fresh start, a new platform. Wants to distance himself from the old negativity of Twitter and the censorship. I agree with that. Actually, sometimes it's good to refreshing to change the name of something. And a new direction going forward. It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. It's going to be called X. And I guess X.com. But X will be their logo. And I guess it's already in effect right now. So getting rid of the negativity of Twitter and going to a new logo now called X will be the new Twitter, I guess. Something to think about there. I was trying to figure out this meeting between the prime minister. At first, I was trying to figure out the prime minister and a president in the same country. Don't typically see that. I don't think I've ever seen it. I think Israel is the only one that does that, has a prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu and Isaac Herzog being the president of Israel. I have never seen that. Usually it's one or the other. The prime minister is acting kind of as if the ruler of that country, like as in Canada with Trudeau. I kind of thought there might be some conflict of interest here. How does that work? A prime minister, who has the most power here? If Benjamin Netanyahu is out there right now trying to overhaul the judiciary right now, that's what he's doing, and he wants to weaken the Supreme Court, well, that's the steps of a dictatorship. That's how a dictatorship begins, taking down the Supreme Court, overhauling the judiciary. You know, tens of thousands of people in the street unhappy about this whole thing. And supposedly this is going to go up for a vote, probably with Dominion voting machines and Smartmatic voting machines and maybe some ballot stuffing. I could see this vote, how this one will turn out. It'll be against the people and for removing power and weakening the Supreme Court. So, again, they have the same problem we do, corruption in their government. But I always wondered about this. Isn't there a little fighting over who's got the power and the authority between a president and a prime minister in Israel? Interesting. Don't be surprised if Biden pulls out a checkbook and writes a big whopper check to Israel to fight anti-Semitism. We'll be right back. What goes up must come down.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
So Israeli President Herzog meets with the Congress, says in a little addressing the Congress, the House, and on current viewpoints, pointing out his disagreement of certain individuals that are disagreeing with the policies of Israel, and viewing those disagreeing with the policies of Israel as being hate speech, as being anti-Semitic, and he'd be pointing to one Congresswoman, Pramila Jayapal. Jayapal. Of course, she was on a couple of weeks, maybe another week ago, she mentioned a statement bringing out that Israel is a racist state, racist country, apartheid. And it's true. It actually is true. If you look at the situation between how Israel treats the Palestinians, yes, that's exactly what you've got here. And she later on backtracked a little bit. She got a lot of heat from both sides. Of course, the entire Congress or Washington is all pro-Israel. They are our allies and our good friends, and we'll give them anything they want. Do friends steal from you? Because I believe the Israelis have stolen a lot of secrets from the United States. Do you keep friends that steal from you? I don't. I personally do not. I don't call them friends if they steal from me. That's not a friendly thing to do. But she's backtracking a little bit here and coming back and saying, well, I'm talking about the policies of certain people in government. That would be Benjamin Netanyahu and Herzog, the president, on their policies, how they oppress and are very attacking to the Palestinian people. And I would have to agree with that. That's what I've been talking from day one since I've been here at RBN. Not anti-Jewish people. I feel sorry for you. You're stuck with the same crappy government we have. Oppressive government that we have that lies to you every day, lies to you every day. And at least they're in the streets, tens of thousands in the streets trying to stop him, Benjamin Netanyahu, from the judicial overview here. They're taking away the powers from the courts, the Supreme Court, and basically rewriting the rules to remove power from the people here. So not a democracy in Israel, more leaning towards a dictatorship and soon communism. And very sad thing here. That's exactly what I point out. It's the same thing. That's not anti-Semitic. That's not anti-Jewish. I'm pointing out the faults of a government. Pointing out the faults of my government. Point the faults out of every government I see that's doing a wrong to their people. And this is no different. So now there's talk about censure of Congresswoman Jayapal. And even the Republicans are on board on this, too. Everybody's on board on this. Let's punish her. They didn't go after what was his name? Shifty Shift is hard as they're going after Jayapal right now. And they should even more so. Now, it's just her opinion. And she has an opinion. That's her First Amendment right to be protected. And she thinks that the leaders of Israel are racist, and that Israel, the government, is an apartheid state here, oppressing the Palestinians, stealing the land of Palestinians. And she's absolutely correct. But that's her First Amendment right. That's her freedom of speech right. So how can you be censured on a right that you have to speak your mind? Well, because it's Israel. She could have said this about any other country, and that'd have been all right, but you said it about Israel, and you don't understand how powerful Israel is. They kind of control everything in the United States, if you haven't figured that out yet. They control the financial sector. They control Washington. They control the media. They control Hollywood. Control it pretty much about everything. And you know when they brag about it? I've seen plenty of videos on YouTube. I think you can still find it, where the Israelis, certain Jewish people in high power and high places, will brag about, we can do whatever we want. We own Washington. We own the politicians. We own it all. There's not much you can do to us when we own it. Isn't it amazing that a foreign country, powerful people in a foreign country, could control the United States? Amazing. I don't know how that happens. Got to be some serious, serious blackmail on that one. I've always thought that one of the items of blackmail against this government from the Israelis would be the JFK assassination. I think they very well know that it was an inside job involving intelligence, involving Lyndon Baines Johnson and many other entities in the intelligence field there. And they pulled off this assassination of a president. They killed their own president. I'm pretty certain that if you held that kind of information and you had the proof, I think you could wave that over the United States' head for forever to get whatever you want. We need this. We need this. We need more money. We need this. And if you don't, well, then we'll just have to release these documents on the internet, and the entire country, the United States, will know, the citizens will know, that the United States government killed their own president. That'll bring down your government. That'll bring down everything. It'll come tumbling down, and you'll have chaos, violence in the streets. We'll destroy you with this information. So I do believe that's probably one of the blackmailing items that the Jewish government, the Israeli government, has over the United States government. Blackmail. It works. It certainly does. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So Congresswoman Jayapal is an anti-Semite. She must be censured. She must be strung up. It's interesting that, again, your First Amendment rights, you can't always say what you want to say. And it's disappointing. Disappointing that she didn't stand up for her First Amendment right. She just says, my First Amendment right. I'm criticizing the policies, not the people, the policies. There's no hate intended in any of my words. So don't twist and turn them upside down to make something that's not there. I am not a racist. I am not anti-Jew. I am anti-bad policy, and that's what I see in Israel coming out. So it's interesting that this would be the first time I've ever said this, that I've actually have to commend the five Democrats, the five, I think they call them the five, that the squad that actually decided to boycott the Israeli President Herzog's speech to the Congress. And they set out. They said, we're not going to go. And feeling the same way that Jayapal does, that Israel is oppressing the Palestinian people. They are a racist state. They are not doing good. And so they set out the speech, and I commend that. But probably the first time you'll ever hear me commend and praise Democrats, it typically doesn't happen. But AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, Omar, and Cori Bush of the squad that decided they will not attend the speech. And I haven't heard anybody say that they're anti-Semites for not attending. I think that's coming next, though. I'm pretty sure if you don't attend the speech, then it's just the same as speaking out against them. Therefore, you're against Israel. You're an anti-Semite. In the speech from Herzog, he was essentially saying, if you don't agree with our policies and you commend, criticize them, speak against our policies, then you are speaking against the Jewish people, and therefore it is anti-Semitism. And again, changing the rules, the definition of what is an anti-Semite. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Speak out when you got to say something. Say it. Don't censor your words. You're not attacking a people. You're attacking a policy, and that's what I do here. So interesting enough, you know, I get the harsh treatment going towards her and letting Shifty Shift off the hook here with his lying under oath and all that whole Russiagate and all that other crap. Gets away scot-free. Nothing's happened to him. He actually should have been thrown out of the Congress, but he wasn't. Nothing's really happened. Now, it's another story that died. Another story that's off the radar is Shifty Shift. Adam Shifty Shift, nothing. After being told you were a bad boy, nothing has happened after that point. And like he said, I wear this as a badge of honor. Really, badge of honor. You lied, you distorted everything, and you want to wear that as a badge of honor? Very interesting. It's interesting also to know that Jimmy Carter pretty much said the same things as Congresswoman Japalm. And he was criticized, and they went after him. Of course, he's a former president, writing books, a book he wrote called Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And later on, he kind of sucked it up and took it all back. They really came hard at him. And, of course, he needed the cure for cancer, and evidently they have the cure for cancer. And so he had to take it all back and apologize and kiss the ring and kiss the feet and be on the good side now of the Israeli government. And we'll give you the secret for cancer, the cure for cancer. If you come back and apologize and do the right things, we'll give you the cure for cancer. And he did. So, again, that's another one off the radar. We were thinking that he was near the end there on deathbed. And that was a couple months ago. Evidently, he's turned around. He's doing great again. And I guess he's back out there building houses for the homeless and for veterans. I don't know, but he's not on death's bed anymore. So maybe he got a booster, one of these cancer booster prevention things here. And he's going to live another to 100 years old. Who knows? But, you know, he said the same thing. He said the same thing that Jeff Paul said. And so nothing different there. This one going out to New York City here, talking about the illegal aliens coming into New York City. Evidently, they are maxed out now. Interesting story here coming out today. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, liberal, libtard, is taking steps now to ship the new arrivals coming in on buses hours away from New York City to smaller towns, going to screw up that whole small town thing. You know, when I think of that, I start thinking of this Jason Aldean's new song here. Try that in a small town. You're sending all these illegals to the small town here. Of course, they're not going to fit in. Where are they going to be housed? They have no jobs. Expensive living. Do you see what I'm seeing here? We're going to see crime. Crime's going to go up. And these beautiful little small towns, everybody says, oh, I love living in a small town. I hate living in a small town now because it's flooded with illegals, and they're all criminals and doing drug deals and whatever, snatching your kids. I don't know. But, again, Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town. And he's getting a lot of heat for this, canceled by country music television. It's what it is shaming. It's shaming the liberals. It's shaming the Democrats and their liberal policies on control and taking care of crime. The clips, if you've seen the video, the clip is showing clips that were in the last couple of years of burning down cities, looting businesses, attacking people, and essentially nothing being done. People standing back, the people that should have been stopping all this, who could have stopped it, could have called out the National Guard, but they didn't. Democrats in charge decided to let them get their frustrations out. And then you see CNN doing an on-spot broadcast from the zone itself, and mostly quiet here. There's a burning building in the background here. You got to be kidding me. You're selling the story of mostly quiet with a burning building in the background. But the illegals coming into New York City, and again, they've reached their maximum. They are done. And evidently receiving at least 90,000 illegals have entered New York City. And we can't take anymore. We are maxed out. But wait a minute. Let's back it up. You're a sanctuary city, which, by the way, is illegal. You're defying federal immigration law. But you've chosen to defy the law and become a sanctuary city. And now you say, we're tapped out. We can't house anymore. We have no place to put them. So we now put them on buses and send them everywhere else. Please don't send them down to Florida. We don't want them. We'll give them no jobs. That's one thing I got to say for DeSantis. We will not employ you. We will not employ you. You will not come down here and be pickers. We don't need you. We don't want you here. And those other New Yorkers that might be escaping their state because of they can't handle the liberal politics of their state, if you come here, can't stop you on that one. If you come here, please fit in. Don't bring your liberal politics with you. We don't want you. We don't want you to screw up a good thing that we have right now going. We don't want you to screw it up with your liberal politics. You just stay where you are. So again, 90,000 illegals have entered New York, and now they're actually by the border now. They actually have a sign. I saw a picture. They have a sign. Not that they can read this. This is another no-brainer here. I mean, you put it in English. They can't speak English. Do you have an interpreter down there? Do you have somebody on a bullhorn speaking in Spanish when they show up at the shores there? But it says that New York, please don't come to New York. We are full. We don't have enough capacity. We're full capacity. We can't take you. Find another place to go, another city, another state that has cheaper housing and space for you. But you can't come here anymore. We don't have any room for you. So much for the sanctuary city of New York City here, Eric Adams. Screwing that place up. God, they make one mistake after another. They get rid of a libtard that's destroying their state, and they bring another one right in. It's amazing. Yeah, let's bring somebody else, another wrecking ball, into office here, and he can further destroy the state of New York. Amazing. Serious problem. We have enough problem on the streets already with our own homeless, which is increasing, by the way. Veterans that are on the streets. We got tons. The whole entire nation, major cities are having a serious problem with this. They've destroyed California. It's destroyed San Francisco with all the illegals and the homeless now. So, again, destroy one state after another. It's kind of like a cancer. If you think about it, the illegal immigration is turned into kind of a cancer. And as it eats away at one area, then it finds new resources and it moves on. It kind of metastasizes and moves into the next state over. And before you know it, it takes a large chunk of the country out through illegal immigration here, all the problems you bring. But they don't care. They don't care. They just want to make this country a globalist country here. We'll have no heritage. We'll have no language. We'll have no history anymore. We'll be just a brown people. And you and I, the whiteys, we'll be just a little speck. We'll be a minority in the whole play of it all. We'll just be a little insignificant nothing. Basically, we'll be outmanned on everything. And the government, again, will cater to the masses and the mobs. I'm glad I'm not going to live to be 100, because I think if I live to be 100 years old, that would be very depressing to see the migration from where we are now. And I'm not happy right now. I've been very angry lately. I told you last night I was looking at a book. My wife was kind of egging me and said, hey, there's an anger management book. Maybe I'll think about getting it. Yeah, I've got a lot of built up anger in me, no doubt about it. I mean, what? Look around. Are you happy? Are you happy with what you see? Are you happy with your local government, with your state government? Are you happy with the federal government? No, none of us are. A good portion of this country is not happy with the policies and who's in the Oval Office right now. And we want to do something about it. We really want to get new leadership. We want changes. We want to come back to what we used to be. As a matter of fact, that's what Jason Aldean, as he's being attacked for his song now, being a racist and encouraging violence, he's doing anything but. He's showing you the truth in the videos of what we might have forgotten a couple of years ago, that with the burn baby burn situation here, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, he's showing you the truth. You can't handle it, you liberals. This is your mess. You made this mess. I didn't make this mess. Those are not Republicans out there burning down buildings. Those are yours. Those are your people who use violence to get what they want. That's not a Republican. That's not an independent, which I am. And you can't handle it. Well, it's the video's out there. He's being canceled, but he does have some support from a lot of people also, but he's being canceled for his viewpoint, his freedom of speech, his First Amendment right. And that's exactly what the video is. It's showing the truth of what happens in big cities when you have poor leadership and you have Democrats in power that refuse to do their jobs. It's not going to happen in a small town. He's absolutely correct. It would not happen in my town. And there's small towns all around Florida here. That would not happen in a small town. We will not handle it. We will not allow this to happen in our small town. We'll take our small town back. And in every way we have to. Again, now we have the First Amendment, our Second Amendment rights are concealed carry now, as of July 1st. That you can bet a lot more people down here will be carrying a firearm. So criminals, think again. Think again. You may not succeed this time. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. We got a national pilot shortage. Did you know that? A national pilot shortage. Huh. Wonder why. Retirees, guys are getting older here. 65 is the maximum age. After that, you've got to be out the door. You're out of here. You're no good to us anymore. But wonder how many also were forced out through the mandatory COVID vaccines. And then how many were actually vaccine damaged? How about that? Myocarditis, spike protein, strokes. So now they're getting together. Here's a House bill that is just cleared. We'll go to the Senate now. And the solution, evidently, is to increase the retirement age. Have you heard that before? Let's increase the retirement age for Social Security. Again, from 65 to 67 now. And which would allow thousands to stay on the job. That's what Lindsey Graham says. Thousands can stay on the job and keep flying. You know, when you hit 65 and you've done your time, you kind of want to get out. Not somebody tell you, well, you know, 67 is the retirement age now, and you're not going to get your pension or anything until you go two more years. But I did 65, and I want to get out. No, you can't get your pension until you do 67. Sucker, you got to go back in the air, get up there, and you do your job, and you be a good little boy. And 2 years from now, we'll let you retire, and you can have your pension then. Well, what if something happens in between? Well, that's tough. You know, that's the way it goes. But so I don't know. Rob Schneider had a funny bit on it the other day. I love this guy. I've seen him in concert before, and he's just so truthful in his comedy, and I like that. And right now, comedy is taking a big hit because of the censure and the woke movement here. You got to be careful what you say, and you know, it's not like Lenny Bruce. You can say whatever you want. I mean, what would they think about? What would they say about George Carlin today? George Carlin were alive, and God, he come out hard about government and all kinds of special interest groups. He did not attack those people. And that's what he did, and you know, he was right. He was right, and a lot of times he just pick on things that are just the weaknesses of American people, the things, our little quirkiness. You go after those things, and that's comedy. That's comedy. I've never been to a comedy show where a comedian offended me that I said, I got to leave here. I'm just offended. Because he's picking on something maybe that it might apply to me. It's comedy. It's supposed to be fun. And again, what do you pick at? in comedy, you pick at vulnerabilities, you pick at quirkiness, you pick at odd things that people do, habits, and that's what you do. That's comedy. That's fun. But Rob Schneider had one about the airline pilot shortage. It was hilarious here. Let me get it right here, which was talking about the CEO of American Airlines. This is actually true here. No logic policy. I'm calling it the no logic policy from the CEO from American Airlines. But the quote was the American Airlines CEO went on record as saying his main focus, the main focus will be on new hires will be diversity. The new policy, the main focus will be for new hires will be diversity. Diversity. Are you serious? Diversity? You mean not the best pilots you can find, the most experienced, the most hours? Diversity? The punchline coming back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
So the CEO of American Airlines, the most important thing in hiring for our new hires is diversity, diversity. So the response from Rob Schneider was, well, what? Not the best pilots you can find, not the most experienced, not the pilots with the most hours and a safety record, diversity? And he said, well, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sick and tired of all these white guys, these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring, boring. And I can't believe, I can imagine that, saying that most important thing would be hiring on diversity, not safety records, not on experience. Flying a big plane full of people and your most important criteria is finding diversity, not the best pilots. Crazy world we're living in. I'm glad I'm not flying. I haven't flown in years. And actually, I haven't flown since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. It's been that long. And don't plan on flying anymore. I'm just tired of it. I can't stand being crimped up in a little seat there and having a hefty person or an obese person lapping over into my seat. That's something that kind of bothers me, you know, when somebody laps over into my seat. And the entire flight, and I've got this, you know, morbidly obese person lapping over into my seat, and I feel like I'm crunched. Not a good situation to be in. But no, I'm done flying. But a good little stand-up bit from Rob Schneider. You can check it out on YouTube. Diversity, airline diversity. Check it out. Let's go to the phones and catch our first call for the night here. John in Michigan. Welcome, John.
Well, hello, Steve. I hope I'm outdoors, so I hope the wind doesn't create an issue for you. But,
no, it sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good on my end.
Okay, I'm taking off speaker, though. Yeah. JC, don't go in. I'm on the phone. I'm with my granddaughter.
Okay.
Anyways, sure. I just wanted to bring a couple points for your audience. Learn about Israel and its secularism by going to John's website, Republic Broadcasting, and join to the updates, I think, and he talks, he'll explain 5 days of where Israel's history comes from. And then also Jack Bernstein went to there, Israel, after the 67 war and found out that there are two different castes in Israel. It's the secular and the Sephardic and the Ashkenazis. And Jack Bernstein, Marxist, Jew, I think it was American Jew and a Marxist Israel. Anyways, those are two good. And then Bush Jr., okay, I'll wait for the hour.
Yeah, you wait. Second break. We're coming up in the second hour. Stay tuned. National Intern Report, second hour coming up.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.